This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The renaissance of Festus Main Street in Jefferson County began about 10 years ago as small businesses and small shops have been coming back. Leading the charge is Main and Mill Brewing Company. Owner Denny Foster is expanding his brewery to provide all types of beverages at his new concept called Central Tap, just down the street from the brew pub.
Main Street is continually growing. Pedestrian traffic's up. A year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, pedestrian traffic's going to continue to increase. The city's putting a lot of money, resources, and time into continually putting investment into this Main Street. And as that happens, whenever things get, you know, the sidewalks get redone, there's overhead lighting and things, this is going to be a prime time, more than it is even already now, location for people from the entire area to come, walk up and down, check the shops, get a drink, grab some dinner. And so we're trying to lean into that and make sure that we're ahead of it before we're behind it. So it's going to give another reason to come down to the brewery or to the Brick or Petit Prix or Pogolino's or any of the places we've got, and then grab a bite to eat and walk down here and sit outside if they want, or check out Main Street and enjoy what's, you know, been bringing to the table here.
There's some murals over here behind the main bar here at Central. Very nostalgic collective group of cartoons and all kinds of things. Tell me about the kind of the idea behind that.
Well, Kinsey Wolk,
I guess we can
did
walk
that.
Over
yeah.
there. Kinsey who?
Kinsey Wolk did our murals. She's from St. Jen. She does a.
Is she the gal that did the one that's down here?
Yeah, she did the one at Schneider Park. She's done a lot of local things and beyond that. I mean,
she's very good.
Yeah, she's extremely talented. So
yeah.
We were really fortunate to have her in. She really enjoyed the project because it kind of gave her some creative freedom on what she wanted to put in here. We just did essentially an idea, made a list of different references and things, and then gave her an entire freedom to do what she wanted. So. What we really have here, what we really want to do is just lean into anything and everything fun and nostalgic, pop culture, that sort of thing. Things that make people smile before they even have a drink here is kind of what we are leaning into. And our whole thing here since we started building this is if it doesn't add to the fun level here, then we don't do it. And so when we started really sitting down on an idea and how to conceptualize what this place was going to be, we kind of kept leaning back into pop culture and fun things that from childhood all the way up into, you know, recent times. We have a part of Fortnite on here all the way back to stuff from Pulp Fiction and you know, Turd Ferguson on Jeopardy on Saturday Night Live, and like I said, just things that already you sit down, you're already looking at it, really interested, smile already before you even have your first drink, and really adds to the overall feel of when people come in.
I love that I'm just a Bill character from Schoolhouse Rock leaning up against a Pizza Planet guy, one of those squishy things from Toy Story, and then that's next to the Dirty Dancing couple, and leaning on them is Garfield. So I mean, it's just it's a nonstop kind of eye candy wall to feast your eyes on. But also the tap. Tell me about the tap. That's special.
Yeah, so we, one of the first things we looked at, we were really wanting to do something that kind of, again, it was, we knew we were going to do lean into nostalgic things, pop culture things, in pretty much every way we could because it's fun. And so we created a tap system with 24 taps that replicate the warp zone from Mario 1. So for anybody that's played the original Mario and you get into the first tubes or the second level and you've got the blue bricks and you get to jump over the thing and you actually get to pick what level you go into.
That's about how far I made it on Mario. That's a, you know, you get to that's where you get, and then that after that it's too difficult.
Gets dicey after that, but most everybody at least made it to that spot or got excited about the idea that they can go to whatever level to die in. So that was the very start of it, was creating something like this. We had somebody designed it and then they handmade it. Cody Hubertus did it, and so they did a really good job with it, and it's about to be finally commissioned, so we'll have some things pouring through it.
Well, I'm calling this place Central, but is there a longer name? Is there a full name to it? I've been kind of nicknaming it as Central. Is that what you're going to call it?
So everything on our Facebook is Central Tap. You know, if our sign, it says Central Community Tap and Tasting Room. It's a longer name on that, but generally, to keep it short, succinct, it's just Central Tap. We named it that because, one, it's basically central in the district between the beginning of Festus Main Street through Crystal City, Mississippi, which is the grand district through here that'll end up being, I think, 10 years from now, will end up being a mile and a half long, basically long Main Street. So it's central there, and we really want it to be central to the community, something that people come to for any group events, have a birthday party. We have an event back deck that overlooks our production facility with a stage. We're going to be doing all kinds of things, movie nights, TV shows on certain nights, concerts, trivia, comedians, the whole thing. So it just kind of felt right that what we try to do with the Main and Mill, the original one, was, again, it's be like central to the community, be it a community hub to raise money for people that need it, we've had people get married on our back deck there. We've had multiple proposals. It's just, when you're in a community like Festus, Crystal City area, and Jefferson County at large, to be successful here, I feel like you really have to lean into giving something for the community to be proud of and want to come and enjoy, not just their just free time, but some of the bigger events in their lives. And that's what we're trying to do here, is like what we did at the pub, but in a different way.
And that is Stuart McMillan taking us to the Central Tap in Jefferson County, Main and Mill Brewing Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.